Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time and place for the Sussex County Board of Adjustments public hearings. And our first order of business will be the approval of our agenda.
Hi, gentlemen. The agenda's been revised. It was revised on October 27th to add an old business item, case number 11477. That's the only change.
All right.
Make a motion to approve the revised agenda.
Second that.
Have a motion to approve the agenda and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed in our old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. Board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Mr. Lank.
Yes, first application is case number 11478, Lido Realty Company. The site is southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, 100 feet northeast of Bay Road, also known as Canal Road, and 1,300 feet southeast of the Lewis and Rehoboth Canal Bridge, with a 911 address of 20616 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 19.08, parcel 177, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. On this application, we're actually requesting a 36.1-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for a proposed building, requesting a variance from the required parking spaces per square foot of floor area, and requesting a 43-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for steps and landing. Gentlemen, on this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Fuquay, 20294 State Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm the attorney representing the applicant, and the representative of the applicant with me tonight is also James Fuquay. It's my son, and I would hope that you will not hold any of my past behavior against him.
We'll certainly try not.
Again, I'm representing the applicant, who is actually Doosan Construction, LLC. This is an application for two variances, a variance from the front yard setback requirement and a variance from the required number of parking spaces. Doosan Construction has a contract to purchase a parcel of land from the current owner, which is Lido Realty Company. Doosan is a custom home builder, and the intention here is to demolish the existing building on the site to build a new office building, and then Doosan intends to relocate their business office to the new office building. The parcel is located on the west side of Route 1. It's about 100 feet north of Bay Road, and for more practical purposes, it's just south of the Route 1 Canal Bridge north of Dewey Beach. The land is currently already zoned C1 General Commercial, which, of course, as you know, permits a wide variety of business and commercial uses. The exhibits that I handed out, Exhibit A is a survey of the property. And as you can see, it's very unusual in shape, somewhat of a kind of a boot-shaped property. The top is the frontage on Route 1, and a lot has a width on Route 1 of about 106 feet. But as you can see, as it goes back to the rear of the lot, it progressively narrows, and it goes down to approximately 25 feet at that narrowest point. The lot then, as you can see, extends to the south and has access out to Bay Road, and Bay Road in turn provides access to Route 1. Exhibit B is a photograph of the existing building on the site. It's an older one-and-a-half-story building. I think it was most recently used for a CrossFit fitness business. Historically, it was a bar and restaurant for a long period of time. The existing building has an existing front setback of 23.9 feet. And as I said, Doosan plans to demolish the existing building and construct a new office building. And they propose to maintain the current existing front setback of 23.9 feet. So the intention is that the new structures would be no closer to Route 1 than the existing structure has been. Because the site is located on Route 1, there is a highway overlay setback requirement of 60 feet, and of course that's what applied to the different malls and outlets on Route 1. But of course this property was built upon before that ordinance actually existed. So the actual variance being requested in order to maintain the same setback as exists is a 36.1-foot variance. The 23.9-foot setback is in character with the area. If you look at Exhibit C, it's an aerial photo of the property. The property that Doosan is purchasing is outlined in red. And if you look to the north or to the left on that picture, you can see there is an existing motel, and two of the motel buildings basically have the same setback as is being requested and as exists at the building that's located on the site now. The building on the site now is that brown roof, and then you can see a motel building with an office in the front and then another motel building further north there. Exhibit D is a picture of a view looking north. In that picture, the blue building to the left with the deck is the Doosan property, and then you can see the motel buildings in the distance with the similar setbacks. As to the parking, the proposed building will have the building has not been designed yet, but it will have a maximum square footage of 3,200 square feet. It would be a two-story building, so it would have 1,600 square feet on each floor. Under the ordinance, an office building for that use would require 16 parking spaces. We are proposing and requesting permission to have 12 parking spaces or a variance of 4 parking spaces. Exhibit E in my packet there shows a concept plan for the site. The entrance would be from Route 1, the proposed office building, again, is as shown, and then the parking, as you can see, would be 12 spaces, going from the front to the rear. The intention is to have, it would be an entrance in, and traffic would go out through the rear to Bay Road. Again, the shape of the property limits the amount of parking spaces that can be located, particularly, of course, as you get back toward the rear. The property is zoned C1, so as you know, there are many permitted uses that would generate the need for the required parking, such as a doctor's office or a bank or something of that nature. But an office for a custom home builder does not generate that much traffic as compared to many of the other uses that would already be permitted. And the 12 parking spaces should be more than sufficient for the proposed use. As far as the legal requirements for both the front yard and the parking variance request, the property is very unique in shape, as I think you've seen. There's sufficient width in the front, but because the lot narrows drastically as it goes toward the rear, it would be close to impossible to develop the site in a reasonable manner with the 60-foot front yard setback. And as I said, in addition, we're proposing to maintain the existing front yard setback that has been there for decades. The variance is needed for the reasonable use of the property. As I stated, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to build a reasonably usable building on the site without the variance because of the shape of the property. The situation has not been created by the applicant. The shape of the lot exists. This is how it currently exists. And I was somewhat surprised to find in doing the title search on the property that this lot, which is Lot 19 of Rehoboth Manor, was originally designed in this shape. This was the original lot layout. So in other words, this is how this lot was created. There were no out conveyances that came out of this property. So again, it's just a very unusual configuration. We do not think the variance will alter the essential character of the area. The proposed setback, as I said, is the setback that has existed on the site for decades. The motel to the north has a very similar setback, so it'll be consistent with basically what's there. And we think that the new office building that will be built on the site will be an improvement from the existing building on the site. And the use, I think, will be an improvement over the historical use as a bar and a restaurant. And then lastly, because of the unusual shape, the required front yard setback variance and the parking variance are the minimum variances needed in order to develop the property in a reasonable manner. So for those reasons, we are requesting your approval of the variances, basically to permit a 23.9-foot front setback and 12 parking spaces on the site. Now, when Mr. Lank introduced the application, he mentioned a greater setback or a greater variance request, but I'm not sure. That wasn't for my application. I think that was some notes the office added.
Yeah, that was notes from the office. It says 36.1 foot for the proposed building and a 43-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for steps and landings. That's also required.
I'm not.
That was scaled based on survey.
Oh, it was scaled? Okay.
Right.
All right, and that would conclude my presentation other than Mr. Fuquay. Is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Okay.
And gentlemen, that's everything I have to present. I'm happy to try to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Rickard.
Mr. Fuqua, I'm just curious, why didn't you take the average? I mean, why do you say you can take the average of 300 feet of those, you know, those buildings there? You didn't consider the average. Why you didn't? You just wanted it to line up in the same footprint as the other home you're going to destroy? Or?
I don't know what the average is to the south of the property. And we wanted to try to maintain the basically the current location. We recognize we shouldn't be any closer to the road than the existing building, but we didn't want to be any further back because of the basically the squeezing that would do to any construction. Although you raise a good point that there, I thought that only applied to residential homes. Is that to any building?
Doesn't say.
What's that?
It could be anything.
It can be anything.
Doesn't really say.
All right. Well, that would certainly limit or at least mitigate some of the variance we're requesting.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that maybe you made the statement that you just wanted to be in line with that north business.
Well,
going north, that's what you wanted to line up.
We want it to be basically where the existing building is, but no closer. It's the setback of those motel buildings are approximately the same. They may be a little greater. They may be a little less. I'm not sure. We didn't measure those. But as I said, if you go south, it might be that average may be greater.
Yeah.
South would be greater.
Yeah. Be greater.
So they tore down the buildings to the south. The next intersection were all torn down and replaced. And the replacements conform.
All right. Thank you.
And Mr. Hudson.
Just one for curiosity's sake. Is the square footage of the new proposed building similar to what's there, or less?
It would be more. It would be more.
That's the reason you need these parking places, right? Because it's more.
Yeah, the
adjustment there.
The building that's there almost has almost a residential look to it.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean, as long as I can remember, like, as I said, it was a restaurant and bar with different names over the last 40 years, I believe. 30 years, anyway.
Is that as long as you can remember?
That's as long as I can remember. Oh, yeah.
All right. There are no other questions for members of the board. Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
John,
I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp.
Lawrence, just sure. Taking a look, I guess I'm... Is the third variance, the 43-foot one, is that needed?
It's a variance was referenced because it's the steps and landing can only encroach 5 foot into the setback.
Right. Okay.
So it's needed to balance out those requests. It's a typical variance request. When you pick up the steps and landing.
The first one's for the building, and the second is for the landing. Correct?
Right.
First is for the building, the second's for the landing only.
Right.
Steps and landing.
Same building. Just
Mr. Fuquay.
Steps and landing were thrown in.
Is the steps and landing in the front yard, is it going to be, I guess what I'm looking at, and maybe I'm not getting it, is the conceptual plan has, it shows the 3,200 square foot max, and it shows it's the corner there of that is 23.9 feet from Route 1, which would be the 36.1 foot variance. But is there an additional deck and landing that's going to be on the front side of that towards Route 1?
As I mentioned, the building has actually not been designed yet, but the intent of our request is that we would not be closer to Route 1 than the existing improvements, which
okay.
I think is the 23-foot
okay.
figure.
But the existing one has, I guess, that deck and landing that's a
that's
little closer.
That's where we got the dimension from.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Be safe rather than have to come back.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was clear on that. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there, I see one hand. Okay. And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Seeing none, the chair entertains a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,478. I think the applicant has presented the standard for granting a variance very well, and I believe he has explained it why some of the questions we had asked and answered them fully. There is a uniqueness to the property. Of course, that can be seen as you look at the survey. And also the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the applicant has made that perfectly clear. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant because of the fact of the shape of it, again, of the property, and be able to do it in the C1 area where they would like this business. Not all of the central character of the neighborhood. They're all businesses in that one, so all C1 area. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second that we approve case number 11,478. And by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye for the reasons stated. So case number 11,478 is approved.